This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man. Woo!
Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogily boogily doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man, but you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Live at the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on there. Great to have you along today. We were just talking to our TV audience on Biz Television Network. Welcome to the radio audience nationwide, coast to coast, on Biz Talk Radio Network. Yes, we're TV and radio at the same time.
Wow, how do we do it? We're multitasking as
exactly right. And, of course, Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries, all the ships at sea. God bless our military men and women serving our country overseas and underway. Great to have you. Long Nails, what's going on with you today?
Now, when you mention military, I always think of that one guy we had on here, big, tall guy, and he was like a captain of a submarine.
Yeah, the submarine captain.
If you're
yeah.
tall, you really shouldn't go on a submarine.
Yeah,
I forget. He had this big, like a perpetual bruise
like
right here.
Like a big line
I
his
forgot
head.
To.
Have
oops.
You been in a submarine before?
Yeah, not only do you have to duck down to miss that, but there's another thing, so
yeah.
the water doesn't travel, that you have to step over. So
yeah.
you're like doing haiku.
Right. Yeah,
another,
doing haiku.
Haiku, it's
that's
a form
haiku?
Of, well, you do yoga
so that's
and you recite five-line poetry.
Five-line poetry.
Yes.
And iambic pentameter, that's not mistaken.
Haiku.
Haiku.
All right,
very good.
So anyway.
You say haiku. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that. Do you remember the cologne High Karate?
Oh, yes.
Back in the 70s. Yeah, High Karate.
Yeah.
He put it on, he had to use karate to keep the women away from
yes,
him.
Yes, right.
Can we, you know, if anybody could find that, Curtis Mann
oh, it's
could
gotta
find
be
an old High Karate commercial.
Yeah.
Because...
High Karate, English leather.
English leather.
Hello,
oh,
English I love leather. Leather.
And musk. Wasn't
yeah.
that?
Musk? I never got it.
Janicus isn't even old enough to remember that stuff. He's
musk, yeah, I know.
But, the same thing also back then. The wine that we had, Tyrolia.
Tyrolia,
right?
Yeah.
Lancers.
Mad Dog 2020. For all my Yiddish brethren.
I'm talking about all of the
well, the flavor.
The romantic wine, like Matus.
Oh, God.
Remember Lancers?
No, I had Annie Green Springs or whatever
yeah.
that one was.
Yeah, Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm apple.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the cocktails in the can?
Yes.
That they
they're still around.
On the shelf?
Club.
Yes.
I just remember the word
and
club
was like,
on it.
It was like a full can of liquor.
Yeah.
With a little bit of essence of fruit juice or whatever had that.
And some aluminum flavor. They didn't quite have can manufacturing down back
then. It was
like, then.
The, you know, it had the little pop, had the pop top. Here's the High Karate, here's a High Karate.
Oh, really?
Commercial.
High Karate.
Yeah, let's see.
Hey, how about a movie tonight, huh?
Wow, what's that aftershave you're wearing?
God, you High Karate aftershave is so powerful, it drives women right
wife
out of their minds. That's why
no
we have to put instructions
abuse.
On self-defense
no
in every package. High Karate, the brisk splash-on aftershave
what's
that
this?
Smooths
yeah.
and soothes and cools. High Karate, aftershave, cologne, and gift sets. High Karate, be careful how you use it.
Why don't we bring that back?
I know.
And have you be the guy.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Get
no,
the glasses.
Do you read... It's like,
I can't see nowadays. You couldn't do that because
oh, yeah,
you're probably insulting Asians or whoever does karate.
Wife beating going on there.
Spousal abuse and
Kyle doesn't. Kyle,
back
Kyle,
up
Kyle you're too younger. You're too younger.
That's
remember.
A little. Yeah, that's a little
remember
before
that
me.
That was before.
But I do remember the fact about the. You talked about the submarines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I played basketball at Princeton. David Robinson was in, I don't know if you know this story, but he was in the military.
Yeah, sure.
And the reason why he got, he was able to get out of the military and play professional basketball for the Spurs was because he grew like 5 or 6 inches in while he was at Annapolis, I believe.
Wow.
He could no longer fit in the submarine. He was a submarine guy.
Yeah.
So they actually let him out of, you remember David Robinson?
Yeah. So it was a perpetual concussion led to it just by...
David Robinson was a good-looking dude, though, man. Stud. That guy was a good-looking dude. He was like, eight, what was he,
7 feet,
yeah.
Ripped, like you, Russ.
Thank you.
7 feet and ripped. Ripped for Russ, though, means this.
Hello, everybody. I think it's got to be some now.
Yeah, that's ripped for Russ. Hey, first of all, Tax Freedom Day is April 24th this year, so we just got through with April 15th.
And that's that we have worked this long to pay our taxes. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, we dodged a bullet. Well, you didn't dodge it. We're done with tax day on Friday, right? April 15th. But you have to pay. You have to work until April 24th this year to pay all taxes, including federal taxes, state taxes, local taxes.
Yeah.
Everything else. So the long story short is Tax Freedom Day means 114 days into the year, you finally get to work whatever dollar you make.
Relax now.
Yeah. Exactly. You get your own money, you work for yourself, and now what do you tell your clients?
Yes.
About is there anything changes now this time of year now that we're not working for the federal government and the state government, local government now? Anything changed as far as strategy goes?
I think this time of year past taxes is when people say, Kyle, what does the rest of the year look like and can we be aggressive prior to the summer? The summer tends to be,
slow.
If you look at history.
Sell in May and go away, baby. Yes. That's what people supposedly do.
It tends to be people go on vacation. They don't pay as much time or attention to their portfolios.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's a malaise there. But right now until the summer is when people tend to be more aggressive with their portfolios.
And then does the sell in May go away adage actually hold true in your opinion?
It like kind of led off for a couple years,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. Russ has his own. Sell in May.
Go away. And then the other one is, hey, it's September. Come back here. Remember?
Yeah, that's it. That's
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I've heard that as well.
Hey, it's October. What the hell?
That's
it's
the other
October,
one.
October, what the hell? great investment adage.
You ought to hear January, what the happened
to
you?
Yeah. All right. You know the October. What the hell is actually good? Because every time we had a Black Monday, it's been in October. Exactly right. So Kyle, let's talk a little bit about taxes because we've been talking about this, and I know that you are actual friends with Ted Cruz,
right?
Who is a Republican presidential hopeful in his bid to get the Republican nomination. Where do you think that's going to stand? How do you think? Do you think he has a chance against Donald Trump?
I do. I think he has a chance for sure. He's demonstrated some significant traction with some of the states that we saw, Wyoming most recently.
Mm-hmm.
We go back east to the Northeast. I think that he's not only in second, but it looks like third place in a lot of the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. That's going to be a rough. I think the next couple weeks are a rough road for him. Having said that, if we do go to a brokered convention, he certainly he's a big brain guy. There's no doubt about it. This is a smart, smart guy. Whether or not he has the leadership abilities to run the country, I think people are examining that as we speak.
And I know it looks like your friend's there with the picture with
Ted Cruz.
Presidential. Could be the president someday.
Yeah.
Is it true at a toga party he sucked down a whole bowl of Jell-O?
No, because you knew him in college, right?
That didn't happen?
If in fact he did, I would not divulge such
There you go. That's what kind of buddy you are. Yeah.
But because that's how I...
Do you have a secret handshake for him? Is it like a little weird kind of...
There was no secret handshake, but there's a lot of Secret Service around him, wasn't there?
It's like, very good point.
Because he was just
recently
town.
In San Diego,
where
I reside, and I went to see him for about a 15-minute... He carved out 15 minutes for me because the guy, I got to tell you, that's a hard job. Just in terms of being on all the time. So I went to a holding room at this hotel where they don't reveal
Okay,
where.
Now that it's over,
yes.
What hotel was it?
The Town and Country
Town and
hotel
Country downtown.
San,
okay, the old,
no,
the old,
no, Mission Valley.
Yeah, Mission Valley, yeah.
What
Mission
a crappy Valley. Hotel.
Well, yeah.
It's like one of the worst hotels.
You know what I was...
When
I'm
you pulled
tell.
Up, did you think to yourself, what a crappy hotel?
A little bit.
And yeah, it's
thought,
like an Olive Garden instead of, you know, Bocce's
yes,
or something.
That's right.
And then I thought, you know, I'm hearing Trump has got 20,000 people showing up at these rallies that he has.
Right.
You know, there was 2,000 people there, which is very nice. You know, it was nice.
2,000 people is a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know, Trump apparently is bringing out 25,000.
So, okay, then what happened when you got there? What happened? Tell us what happened when you got there.
He came up and
said, check in the front desk, I'm here to see Ted Cruz?
I did. Yeah, I did. And then,
did you really?
And then his handler texted me and said, are you here? And I said, yeah. And he said, come to Salon X.
Wow. Salon so you had your X hair done difference. First. That's cool.
I got my hair done with the makeup on.
So he was Salon X was what?
Salon 4 was one room in the holding room of that they reserved. So they reserved different hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And then they told me, okay, come here. This is where he is for the next 15 minutes.
So a lot of guys
there,
talking.
And now, was it just you in here? Did he have his handlers with him?
No, he had his handler there. And then we spoke, and we talked about the economy briefly. And he said, how are you? I said, we're a long way from Princeton. Huh? You're running for president, and I'm on the Big Biz show, which is...
Yeah, see? See how...
He said, I love that show.
It's a parallel, he did. You know,
he
careers.
Said, isn't that show in 40 million homes?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so
he said, I heard that when I was in the military.
He, in fact, I think, inquired about coming on. So maybe we'll have him on someday.
Well, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, a bunch of guys out in front of the studios going, all right, I think it's okay.
Well, all right, hey, so stay right there, Kyle. Yes. I'm going to keep you over because I want to talk to you. We need to talk about the market and what's going on.
Oh, that's right.
Very big day in the market today. I know this type of thing doesn't make a difference to Kyle. When we see that we crossed over 18,000, he really doesn't care about things like that. It is a psychological barrier, but we'll talk about why that's important for the rest of us. And what's significant about it is the fact that we haven't been there since July 2015.
Right. And so, we have a new sponsor, of course, High Karate. High Karate Cologne. You'll kick the hell out of someone.
High Karate.
That's so new funny.
Could you imagine? You know, we should look up High Karate and see who. They still must make it.
Maybe they're still in court over the lawsuits that came. That and the Frito Bandito. There's another one.
Yeah, couldn't
that
do that anymore.
No
chance. All right, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. More Kyle Harrington. Harrington Capital Management. We'll talk about his website so you can actually come find him. It's hc-mgmt.com. Harrington Capital Management, where he manages bazillions of dollars.
Bazillions!
He can manage your money, too. Say hello. Stand by. We're back in a minute.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is the Big Biz Show, the money talk show with less bang for your buck. Here again, Rusty Nails and Sully.
It's a Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Good to have you along today. Dow Jones crosses over 18,000. Kyle Harrington's here. Kyle, do you even care about that?
I do. I have to say, I did. There's definitely, it's not top priority of mine, but I feel happy that the Dow, since I guess July 2015, hasn't revisited Dow 18,000. So that I care about.
So you want to raise the roof?
Doesn't mean I'm going to go out and charge and buy everything in sight.
But my point is, though, is when you see the Dow flying high again, you know, we're up 16.5% since the low in the beginning of the year. We were at 16. Where were we at?
Yeah.
15.4 at the beginning of the year. So we're up 16.5%. Is that any solace to you on a buy and hold strategist as an investor and a money manager, or is that just something to muse at?
Something to more muse at in this market, because I believe we have economic infrastructural issues that are bigger than the norm. Mm-hmm. Meaning, yes, I do believe we live in somewhat of an artificial economy because interest rates are low. Mm. Yes, I believe that the labor market is not strong at all for long-term sustainable jobs. Yes, I believe that our $20 trillion deficit is on the way, and I don't see any remedy or solutions in place currently to try and cut away at that deficit.
That's a big snowball.
Yes,
to
I
stop.
Believe that the GDP growth is sluggish at best, and I'm not certain that we have a plan in place to drive that in a 4% to 5% direction on an annual basis.
I'm not getting happy out of that.
I am a glass half empty guy right now. I'm sorry, but those are the realities in my opinion.
Well, I mean, pardon me. NASDAQ is down just 1% on the year. That makes us feel better. I mean, we're sucking less. I remember those. Remember a couple years ago?
We're the best dirty shirt in the hamper.
Yeah, we're the least dirty shirt in the hamper. You can use that, by the way, if you want. Have you used that, by the way?
I have used it. Did you give that to me?
Yes, I gave that to
you. So I plagiarized it.
That's how he dresses, by the way.
Yeah. So, but the you know, the timing of the Dow's ascent to 18,000 is sort of surprising, given the collapse of the oil market.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, January and February were abysmal. As we know, March came back. It was up 7%, talking the Dow, for the month. And we'll see how April unfolds here. But certainly a nice reprieve after an earnings season that we just visited for the first quarter of the year. Mm-hmm. So I am pleasantly surprised that the market has behaved this way so far in the last 4 to 6 weeks. I hope it continues. I think as we get closer to the election, which, by the way, is around the corner.
Yeah.
It really is. Now we're getting down to the, you know, nitty-gritty here, which I think is going to have a significant effect on the direction.
So talk to us about that. So, for example, is there an if-then scenario? Let's say Donald Trump gets the nod versus Ted Cruz versus open convention.
I do. I think if Donald Trump gets the nod, I think the market rallies relatively significantly. I do.
Really?
Now, does it sustain itself? We still have those issues I just highlighted, but I think that the market looks at him as the best person to address the economic issues in the United States.
Yeah.
And they include what I just outlined, which is this guy's dealt with debt and finance his whole
life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Creating jobs, meeting a payroll. That is, if I'm him, what I really hammer home here from now until election time, because I think he is the best to deal with that. There's other issues, obviously, which we can talk about, but whether it be security or a whole host of other issues.
Well, he'll put a bunch of people, like he always does, put the right people in the right positions to start making those decisions, trust them, and just
boom. That's a very good point. And that's part of being a leader, too.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I mean, look at Russ. He puts you in position.
Delegate.
But, think about this, though. So if you think in terms of what Johnny Lunchbucket is thinking about.
Yeah.
Johnny Lunchbucket is thinking about how to pay the mortgage, how to put the kids through college, okay, and keeping a job. How does Ted Cruz stand up against Donald Trump in allaying those fears in you know, Joe Sixpack, so to speak?
Very, very good question. It is what, by the way, I think America is really focusing on. Hey, I go to work every day, 9 to 5. Am I keeping my job? Are there alternatives to that job? How do I pay for if I have children, for them to go to college? How do I save?
Mm-hmm.
How am I doing all of this? Those are the questions I think that go through many Americans' heads every day. So who's going to – I think Cruz or Trump can address those issues the best in the current people, the current list of people that are running. I think Bernie Sanders sits out on a limb alone with his own – methodology, which I think I have my own opinion on that.
Yeah.
And Hillary, I think it's more. I think people are looking at her as more of the same.
Exactly.
Is this what? Okay, if I vote for her, it's a push, mm-hmm. right? And I think Cruz, he's got a big enough brain to figure out just about anything. However, I think your point is right, Russ. I think Trump has more abilities to put the right team in place,
mm-hmm.
the Carl Icahns of the world that he continues to talk about with respect to managing money. You know, I'd love to see a Benjamin Carson as the head of Health and Human Services.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
You know, there's some talented people out there.
Bring
and I
Benny
think
back.
He is a more he is more talented in that arena, and I think it's an important arena today.
Yeah.
So, do you ever do individual stocks? I mean, I'm not asking you to make recommendations for what you do for a living. You can't do that.
Yes, correct.
Having said that,
no. Yes, I do. Individual securities to clients.
For example, do you think everyone should own Apple? Is that just one of those things you should have in your portfolio at all times?
Again, I can't go on a limb and saying everybody. I would say this: as you examine your risk tolerance,
how about this? Do you have Apple in your portfolio?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Do you have Starbucks in your portfolio?
In my portfolio, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you have any
Pfizer? Do you have Pfizer in
your? Would you say? Why would you ask that, Russ?
Because that's the only one I could think of that I have. Because they're always going.
The reason I ask that is because, you know, there are those folks that say that those are companies, regardless of what they're doing right now, are fallen, even if they're down, they're just fallen angels at that point.
I think that there are a certain number of securities mm-hmm. that I think are defensive securities, that are must-own securities. Over a long period of time, I think that they will be here and part of the American economy. Some of them are newer companies, right? We've seen mm-hmm. this new technology paradigm. Some of them are older companies.
Yeah.
It's a good question, I think the answer is yes.
Do you ever short stocks? Let me tell you why.
That's a great question.
Would you guys please take a look at USO for me?
Okay.
If we can bring that chart up. USO is an exchange-traded fund, meaning a basket of stocks, of a bunch of oil and gas stocks, okay? And if you were to, if you had bet against this stock when it was $15 a share back in November of last year, all the way down to the bottom where it hit 8, you would have made $7 a share. That's pretty significant. Now, it's very, very tricky to do that, but I just was curious.
No, you bring up a good point.
Do you ever look at, you know, hedging your, you know, when even making money when things are going down?
You bring up a good point. People need to know that you can make money when the markets go down,
mm-hmm.
okay? Should one be allocated to both the market going up and the market going down? The mm-hmm. answer, I believe, is yes. You can do that with, like you just highlighted, ETFs, mutual funds. I don't do that on a...
But the best news of all is you can hire a money manager. And they can take...
hire a money
manager.
There
you go. And yell at them.
And we can get that done for you.
There you go. Harrington Capital Management. HC-MGMT.com. That's him right there. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate that. Coming up, Steve J.J. Wiseman, the scam man, and the truth about avoiding scams. Don't go anywhere. It's a Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com is our website. And follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air. Stand by.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The Big Biz Show and our affiliates, our hosts, are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. We also do segments like Small Caps or People Too, Put That in Your Man Purse, and Buy, Sell, or Hold. The Big Biz Show has entered into agreements to provide exposure for most of these companies, and those companies agree to compensate us either in free trading shares, restricted stock, or cash. To avoid all potential conflicts of interest, we do not sell shares into the open market during any company interview or any period thereafter in which the value of those shares might be impacted by our agreement. This means as we release new information about a particular company, either during our broadcast, on our website, or otherwise authored by us, you can be confident that we are not selling shares at the same time. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by going to bigbizshow.com, Small Caps or People 2 segment, or contacting bigbizradio at yahoo.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available on the websites of the Securities and Exchange Commission at sec.gov.
Live from the Chubb Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, TV and radio at the same time. Thanks to our good friends at American Forces Radio Network. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Better believe it.
Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor. Bloomin' Brands and their fine family of restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Carrabba's Italian Grill, Fleming's, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and the rest of them. Tax Defense Partners, Tax Debt Negotiation Resolution. And Tax Audit Defense, eliminating worry over an IRS audit of your business or personal taxes. Our good friends at Origin Clear, breakthrough water cleanup technology. United Cannabis Corporation and their Act Now Advanced Cannabinoid Therapy Guide. Go to unitedcannabis.com, as well as Price Patrol. Get the new Price Patrol app today. Find everything you're looking for at the lowest price nearest you in stock with the Price Patrol app. Get PricePatrol.com. I'm so excited.
Cannabinoid or cannabinoid?
What is
part
it?
Of Europe
cannabinoid
are you from?
Or cannabinoid?
It goes both ways. So European.
Cannabinoid.
Cannabinoids.
Cannabinoid.
Cannabidiol.
What sounds better?
It just depends how stoned you are. Hey, everybody. I'm on a
cannabinoid.
Cannabinoid.
Cannabinoid. Instead of diddle-a-da.
Yeah.
Right?
Cannabinoid.
What sounds better to you, Curtis? Curtis is a very musical ear. What do you think, Curtis? Cannabinoid or cannabinoid?
First cannabinoid.
One. Yeah, cannabinoid.
Cannabinoid.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Well, I think we should.
I'll
it's like San Onofre or San Onofre. Right?
No.
Has anybody ever called it San Onofre?
No.
My dad used to.
Uh-huh.
He did. He was or so
the,
wrong.
The other
Santa,
one is
San Onofre.
It's not the Santa Ana winds. It's the Santana.
Really?
The Santana winds.
Is that what that was from?
I've heard Santana.
So have
people
I.
People.
I have too. But I don't think that's what it's from.
Well, when they say, we're going down to La Jolla, spend a little time. Okay, it's La Jolla.
But
and,
but the problem is La Jolla is misspelled.
Jemisha, there's another one.
Yeah, La Jolla is misspelled.
Okajon. We got a lot of fun ones out here in beautiful San Diego, which is a German word, and it means whale.
Well, Santana.
What's this one? Oh, Santana.
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 It's Santana.
It's Santana winds are blowing.
Santana winds are blowing. Today.
Hot winds, baby.
Oh, just checking it out. Hey, speaking of hot wind, are you speaking anywhere soon, or you're, are you...
Tonight, in fact, I am with a group called Siemens Electronics.
Very big company.
Huge.
Siemens Electronics. I think I'll look up the stocks and what you're telling about it.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, they're down here in San Diego having a little retreat, little getaway. I'm showing up at 6:30 to crash their party as Ron Burgundy. That's right. Anchorman2, that's TOO.com. Anchorman2, you'll see me as Ron Burgundy. I can't believe I'm still making money strapping on a mustache and walking around in a burgundy suit, insulting people, drinking. And then I leave, pick up my check, and go home an hour later. Love it here in San Diego.
Siemens Electronics. There's so many Siemens.
Yeah, don't they do? They do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's SMA. Oh, here it is. Siemens.
They're in a number of...
There's so many. Siemens Limited.
Yeah.
Diversified Machinery Electronics. Boy, I'll tell you, we should look that up. That's pretty good stuff. Hey, have you visited Scamicide.com recently? Our good friend Steve J.J. Wiseman is on the phone with us right now. Steven, how are you, sir? Good to talk to you.
Terrific. We're actually getting weather in the east. It's beautiful San Diego. So,
oh, you are?
We're enjoying it today.
I had a good friend of mine in Denver, Colorado, said they had a big blizzard over the week. And I'm thinking to myself, man, it was 85 degrees and perfect this weekend. So I understand, since I have been the victim of identity theft not once, not twice, but three times, that a New York identity theft ring has been busted. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's a kind of an interesting one. And what it does show is how we're only as safe as the weakest places that have our information. And one of the issues is, you know, these were not terribly sophisticated criminals. And what they did was they went to public databases. There are all kinds of databases and companies that will access these public databases. They gathered information on a number of people and got credit cards in their names. Mm-hmm. Then they went to, and this took place in New York. They went to Barney's New York, Saks Fifth Avenue, the Apple Store, Louis Vuitton, and they bought a lot of goods that they then were able to cash in on the black market. But these guys were so good that, you know how sometimes you'll get a call if a credit card has a charge that may not necessarily be consistent with you. These guys actually were able to hack into the telephones of the people that they were stealing the identities of, and they would have the calls forwarded to their phone. So when they got a call from fraud control, they said it was okay. So I think one of the big lessons here is you've got to protect yourself with a credit freeze. And this is where you go to the credit reporting agencies. You got to go to each one. They make it a pain in the neck because they don't like it. And you lock your credit. So even if someone does get this information on you, like your Social Security number, they can't set up credit cards or accounts in your name. Now, the credit reporting agencies, they don't like it because they make their money not from us, but they make their money selling our information to other companies. And so they would prefer we don't lock it up. But credit freeze is a real good thing that everybody should do.
You know, you wrote the first book on identity theft, which I believe was called Identity Theft Alert. Is it still just a function of people hacking into free Wi-Fi and stealing your stuff, or is it getting more nefarious than that? In other words, can they steal your identity just from swiping a credit card into a gas station gas pump?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, the laws that are going to require those chip cards. And the chip cards themselves, they're a tremendous improvement, but they're not really as safe as, say, the chip cards in Europe that use a PIN. They don't want to use a PIN here. The companies don't want to do it. The banks don't, because it slows down the processing. But the bottom line is you can be a victim of a skimmer at the gas pump, and they're not even required to do it until 2017. You can be a victim at a hospital or a healthcare provider, which are the real major data breaches because they have so much information there. It's just about anywhere and any place that has this information, including when you talk about a hospital, don't give them your Social Security number. They don't need it. People think just because they ask, you got to give it. You don't.
Blood type they can get, but not my social.
Well, you know, interesting that you mentioned that, Russ, because the problem with medical identity theft is the identity thief can get his medical records interspersed with your medical records while they're accessing your insurance, and you can actually end up getting the wrong type of a blood transfusion, which could be fatal.
Oh, wow. There you go.
That's a bit, yeah, that's the worst kind
of
identity theft.
I said be positive. Not that my blood type. I just meant be positive, everybody. Oh, God.
You know what's interesting here is, of course, April 15th is behind us, and I think people start falling asleep at the wheel again because they think the tax scams are over, but that's not the case, is it?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, it's just beginning. There's going to be a lot of calls. There's going to be a lot of emails, text messages. We've got the information for your refund. We need your bank account number so we can forward it to you. We just need some personal information to process your return and get you your refund. You know, again, the one way to know when you get a telephone call from the IRS, whether it's really the IRS or not, is it isn't. The IRS will not call you to verify any of this information. So if you get an email, a text message, or a telephone call from the IRS, regardless of what it's about, just ignore it. Don't give them any information.
Steve, thank you so much. Steve J.J. Wiseman, the scam man, of course. He's the
author of
Identity Theft Alert.
Keep that soundbite around in case you do get called and you say, ah, bite me. And it was them?
Yeah, and it really was them.
Oh, we changed our mind. I thought they just changed something about some way of contacting. Maybe they're going to start emailing?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
In a couple years, but...
Well, right. But for right now...
For now, they're not calling. They're not emailing.
Yeah, they're not doing
snail mail, right?
That's all snail mail.
Yeah.
No calls, no emails. If you get one, it's a scam. Simple as that. All right, we got news coming up. Talk about the market a little bit. Look at some of the charts. It's the Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Big Biz Radio. Stand by. We're back in a second.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-657-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
You're born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you along today. Rusty Nails over there. Wow, it's warm out here in San Diego today.
Nice.
85 outside.
That's almost as hot as a yoga class, my friend.
That's warm, huh?
It's a fast day today for me, so if you see any egg whites or avocado on my face, that's all I'm eating.
When does that stop? When do you stop that?
I try to go to bed early.
No, I mean, when are you going to do that forever?
Yeah, why not?
Well, because I think at some point it stops working.
Okay, if you think so.
Well, I'm just asking.
No, I don't think it'll stop. Maybe you fast, it always works.
It's fast. Really? So you're gonna so at some point you're gonna go off into thin air?
No, you don't keep disappearing until you're zero.
How do you know? According to your logic, that's what happens.
No, I gain it all back the other 6 days. Oh. This is the best part about this diet.
Okay.
You eat normally, whatever you want, anytime, drink. And Sunday, I pigged out. Man, I was at three different bars, three different meals. And a to-go sandwich. I pigged out.
Do you wake up feeling like doo-doo after that?
Have it out. Go, but today it's all water and avocado and pain in the ass. And tomorrow,
where did you get that from?
Jimmy Kimmel
did this.
I heard him talk about it on Howard Stern.
So he eats anything he wants. Say anything he wants.
Yeah, you want a pizza?
Pizza for breakfast.
Sure. You start to realize as an adult that might not be your best choice if you're trying to slim down, but if you want it, have it. That's actually a great philosophy for everything. If you want it, have it. Not all the time, every day. Gee-min, a crime, and homina, homina.
But dig
in.
And what is the diet called?
Jimmy Kimmel diet.
Now tonight, after being on avocado and egg whites all night, you go to this event, will you have a scotch?
No. First of all, I'm working, and they frown on that at corporate events.
Okay.
Remember the drunk guy that came in thought he was Ron Burgundy?
Okay.
So, no, I won't.
You don't drink
scotch
at all?
No.
Not even one drink?
Today, no, no.
Okay.
But it'll be, I'll have a stunt cup full of...
A stunt cup?
Yes, a stunt scotch. And that's usually Coke with a lot of water in it. And you get that color, and they don't know.
Stunt cup.
Yeah. It's okay. Easier to act drunk than to act sober. I've learned that.
Oh, wow. That's a great... That's
I'm going to write that down because I think that's important for everyone to know.
Yes.
Officer.
Yeah. Yes. Easier to act drunk than to act sober. I think that's accurate. So tonight, you'll have a stunt cup and you'll act drunk.
You're going to act drunk.
Okay.
No, that's a good...
Crack
see,
yourself up?
Sometimes you
crack
just come
up?
To me. It's a good thing. Good
Have
thing
you ever used that line before?
No.
See, write it down.
I know. I'm going to
use that.
Yeah.
Do we get a commission on that?
Oh, by the way, tonight the Siemens division is the CAT scan machine makers.
Okay, Siemens Electronics. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many cats they're scanning over there, but apparently...
Don't use that joke. That's that is a stupid joke. Don't use that
Ron
joke.
How many cats are you scanning? I'm allergic to cats, although occasionally I do like a little, you know...
So there's a joke. There's a joke there.
Huh? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I got it. All right. So, okay, go on to a little Money Talk show. So
no,
I
was just curious on how that worked out. That's good.
What is it? It's easier to act.
It's easier to act drunk than to act sober.
I don't know where do I come up with this?
This is like the birth of a joke.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
I might even tweet. Is that
really?
What it is? Twitter, though? Tweet it?
Easier to act drunk than act sober. I might put out, I'm going to do it for you.
You put that out.
Oh, yeah. You. I'm going to do it for you. Hold on a minute.
Of course he is. Like my stock picks. Right before I put them up, he calls me. What are you doing? I'm about to put my picks up. And he goes, no, hold on.
Oh, that's such
All
crap.
Right, no, what are you doing now? And I'm like, what the hell? So he's
Let me sign in right here. Hang on.
He's going to...
I'm going to put it on every single feed I have.
It's easier to...
Select all. Let me see. Take out this one. Okay, here it is.
It's easier to act drunk.
It is easier to act drunk
than to act sober.
Sober. I'll attribute it.
Oh, you're the best.
Hang on.
Yeah. But that is true. I mean, it's not like it's a big epiphany I just had here. You can try it. Call me drunk.
Okay, there we go. Ready?
And try to act sober.
Go to my Twitter feed, please.
Oh, gentlemen. That's great. Gosh, you're quick.
Go to my Twitter feed at Sully on the Air. There it is.
Thank you. And Chad Rusty Nails.
Yeah. There you go. Is there a plus sign? How'd the plus sign get on there?
Fat Thumbs Bob. He's back. Chubby Digits.
Let me edit that.
The plus looks good, though.
Yeah, it kind of does.
People go, what the hell's
Sober
the plus?
Plus.
Yeah.
It's like a chemical sign of something, right?
Okay, go ahead. News. Is it news time?
No, just two things on news real quick. Dow Jones is flying once again. Index jumped about 100 points. Climbed back above 18,000 for the first time since July 2015. 106.70 to be exact. 18,004 is where it ended up. So Dow Jones was great. Finally realizing the American economy is not collapsing and that cheap oil is actually good for most Americans.
Yeah.
Also, we talked about Tax Freedom Day. I don't know if you caught that at the beginning of the show. April 15th is thankfully behind us, but there's yet another date that the tax man has over us, and it's coming up pretty quickly. But this time it's actually pretty good news for us. It's because it's called Tax Freedom Day. It is the day when the nation as a whole has earned enough money to pay the total tax bill for the year. And unfortunately,
it used to be like, you know,
January 3rd. Yeah. And now it's April 24th. Yeah. 114 days into the year. So we're a third into the year right now.
It goes
almost
up every year.
Yeah, every year goes up a couple more days.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate this world.
So in 2016, we're going to pay $3.34 trillion in federal taxes.
Trilly.
$1.64 trillion in state taxes. This year, Americans are going to work the longest to pay federal, state, and individual income taxes. And the scary part is that even though April 24th is a good day for us,
yeah,
it doesn't change the fact that in 2016, we will pay more taxes than we do for housing, food, and clothing combined.
It's about time for some change you can believe in.
That's exactly right. Happy Tuesday, Ross.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. That does it for us. Chris Janikas, our director. Curtis Matovich, our assistant director. David Kamatoy is our producer. I'm Sully. Our website, bigbizshow.com. Rusty Nails over there. His website is russisfunny.com because...
russisfat.com was taken.
Exactly right. See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.